And now we go to Mississippi, where Republican Tate Reeves defeated Democrat Attorney General Jim Hood in last night's governor's election. And although Hood was running as a Democrat in a staunchly red state, he still appealed to moderates and independents through his pro-life and pro-gun stances. But in Mississippi, that was still not enough. For more on Mississippi's election, I'm joined by Adam Ganishow, political reporter with Mississippi Today. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
So how did Tate Reeves pull off the win?
I think it's as easy as looking at Northeast Mississippi. Attorney General Jim Hood has won four statewide elections previously, going back to 2003. He's done so in his home region, Northeast Mississippi. A lot of white moderate conservatives live in that region of the state. Last night, Tate Reeves just absolutely swept that region of the state. A lot of prognosticators have sort of initially suspected that the reason the Republican Tate Reeves did so well in that region is because President Donald Trump came to visit that very region on Friday, so just 5 days ago. And, you know, if the Democrat couldn't win that region, I think everyone assumed that was the battleground. The Democrat couldn't win there. It probably wasn't going to happen. And I think that's what we saw play out yesterday.
And as we mentioned at the top, this wasn't just any Democrat. This was a Democrat who was pro-life and pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun. And that still didn't sway enough voters.
That's right. Yeah. Jim Hood is a gun-toting, as he calls himself, gun-toting, Bible-thumping Democrat. He really has always had that ability to sort of appeal to the right side of the aisle, or at least some of the more moderate conservatives in this state. It just didn't play out that way here in Mississippi. This is still a ruby red state in every sense of the word.
38%, or about 40% of Mississippi's population, is black. And I'm wondering if either candidate made any effort to reach out to that community in advance of this election.
So immediately, as soon as the race was called yesterday for Tate Reeves, there were a lot of people in the state who immediately just started blasting, criticizing Jim Hood for his strategy and his lack of strategy in appealing to that African-American base in the Democratic Party here in the state. I guess it was about Monday, so the day before the election, there were some robocalls that were going around the state. Former President Barack Obama recorded some robocalls on behalf of Jim Hood. The Republican Party used that against him. You know, I think all cycle long, all year long, the Republicans tried to paint Jim Hood as a guy who would be in lockstep with national liberals like Obama or like Hillary Clinton or even Bernie Sanders and AOC. I mean, they really hurled those pairings at Jim Hood, and all year long, he really resisted that. And like I said, Jim Hood has received a lot of criticism initially for focusing too much, perhaps, on swaying white moderate voters and not enough of locking down the base of the party.
Adam, lots of attention is being focused just across the country and in different states on things like voter ID laws, voter suppression, voter turnout. And one of the things that's unique to Mississippi is that there is a Jim Crow era law which adds a hurdle to winning statewide office beyond winning the popular vote. And that's come under scrutiny in the run-up to this election. What was that law and where does it stand today? I mean, it's being challenged in court as far as we understand.
In 1890, is when our current state constitution was drafted and passed, the framers of that constitution, who were white, they wanted to make it as difficult as possible for African Americans to hold public office in Mississippi. In Mississippi, as part of that constitution, statewide candidates must do two things. We're the only state that does this. You not only have to win a majority of the popular vote, so that's 50% plus one, but you also have to win a majority of the state house districts. Like you said, it has been challenged in federal court earlier this year, and the federal district judge, he refused to toss out those provisions so close before the election. You're right, this governor's race really did sort of put that at the forefront. As it turned out, Tate Reeves, the Republican, did, it looks like, meet both of those provisions. The federal lawsuit is perhaps still in play, but just because of the outcome of the election, I believe, you know, at least for this governor's race, I'm not sure anything will change, regardless of what happens in that federal lawsuit.
Adam Ganishow is a political reporter for Mississippi Today. Adam, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.